Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space on our essentials news front, Azuet National Oil Processing Company is expected to sign on a $1.3 billion ECA-backed loan to finance its $1.9 billion Azuet Oil Refinery Expansion Project in Egypt in Q2 this year. The deal is expected to mimic the MEDOR expansion project financing, which closed in 2018. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, exploration and development company Blue Jay Mining has received a letter of intent from US Exim for $208 million to fund the capital requirements of its Dundas ilmenite project in Greenland. France's OSE Immunotherapeutics has signed a loan agreement of up to 25 million euros with the EIB, and Africa Finance Corporation has appointed Sami Shandua as its Executive Director and Chief Investment Officer. Over on the commodity finance space, Botswana picked Canada's Premium Nickel Resource Corp as the preferred bidder for its Shutter Copper Mining Group, BCL. Russia's Rosneft has held talks with international traders as well as big global oil consumers such as India and China about their possible participation in its massive Vostok oil project, and Mantos Copper Holding subsidiary Mantoverde has secured an $846 million financing package to fully fund the development of its sulfide development project in the Atacama region of Chile. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, BNP Paribas has rolled out its BENE tracker solution. The World Trade Organization has chosen Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala of Nigeria as its 7th Director General. And the EIB is partnering with Housing Bank to support the Jordanian economy with a 100 million euro line of credit to local private sector businesses that have been severely impacted by the economic consequences of the coronavirus outbreak. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.